you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Who's ready for some Wednesday afternoon football?
Yay!
I keep forgetting. Literally, I keep forgetting. It's my team. I keep forgetting. Like, I was thinking I had to do something today. I'm thinking, oh, what I got to do? It's my daughter's birthday. I got to go do something. And that's right. It's a game today. Wednesday afternoon.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's like it's a bowl game.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's like a bad bowl game on a Wednesday afternoon in mid-December, right?
But I don't mind having more NFL football on more days.
Right.
You know?
I'm with you on that.
That doesn't bother me.
The only thing that scares me is that the fact that I don't want this season to end in a just array of canceled games.
Yeah.
I mean, mainly because all of our teams are going to be in the playoffs. Even Todd's maybe. Sorry, Todd.
Maybe.
I'd like to see how this season would wrap up if they can get the games in.
It feels like they're on the brink of having to cancel games.
Doesn't it, Nick? Exactly. That's what I was thinking, too.
We only got 5 weeks left.
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting close.
Well, you've got the Broncos with no quarterback.
Right.
You got this game on a Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, right. No, now Broncos, they're all back.
Yeah, they're back.
All their quarterbacks are back now.
No, I think the one guy who tested positive is still out, but the other three who were just close contact are back.
Right. What is canceled in the world of college football so far?
Minnesota's game's canceled again this weekend.
Is that Northwestern?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Minnesota plays Nebraska next weekend, so that game could be in danger.
They better not clap.
You're right. Yeah, get some moms writing letters about clapping.
Do you see Drew Locke's mom posted something on social media?
What'd
about?
She say?
Oh, he was just in a meeting and like tried to come to his defense for like wearing a mask in there.
No, but Drew Locke owned it too.
They were coming after him.
That's so lame because Drew Locke owned it.
Yeah,
I mean,
thanks, mom.
Yeah, thanks, mom. Don't
he
chime
fell on
in.
The sword?
He did, and he had mom yelling out for you. That didn't help.
Actually, right now, Todd, that game, that Northwestern Minnesota one, is the only one on the schedule that's listed as canceled right
really?
Now.
Really? Because usually there's a good dozen games every weekend.
And there is, and this is the one I remember reading about. It's Sunday night at 6:30 Central, it's Washington State and USC.
A Sunday night now.
A Sunday night game.
All right. Hmm. Yeah, Arizona State is still on, I checked.
It'll be their first game, right?
No, it'll be their second
game. They played the second one?
They played the USC.
Oh, that's right.
Opening weekend.
Oh, there's a Friday night game canceled, Southern Miss and UTEP.
Ah.
Yeah. And opening weekend for the Pac-12 was the beginning of November. Yeah. And Arizona State hasn't played since then. They're supposed to play UCLA this weekend.
That's crazy.
Well, we also forget that with the exception of a couple championship games, football would be over right now. I mean, college football.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This would be like championship weekend, for the Major Five.
It would be. That Nebraska-Iowa game would have been the last game.
There would have been Huskers fans selling their Big Ten championship tickets.
Yeah.
Get it for cheap.
That's right.
Because they all make the investment at the beginning of the season.
Of course they do. What's new, Craig? Oh, you have a death report.
Oh, yeah. A Pat Patterson has passed away.
Old wrestler.
Yeah.
I remember the name.
He's referred to as a groundbreaking professional wrestler, served as Vince McMahon's right-hand man for nearly 20 years. Finally, he has now passed away at the age of 79 after battling cancer. He was French and kept the accent.
I do remember this guy.
Yeah.
And he
joined the WWF in 79, became their first intercontinental champion.
All these wrestlers don't make it to 82. That's good for him.
He was an open homosexual.
Even then?
Yep. Even in the late 70s.
Did he come? That is was that his character?
No.
I didn't think so.
Because the crowd couldn't handle it.
No, not then.
No. But no. The people backstage could.
Yeah.
They were fine with it.
Yeah.
That would have been great if they just had like a super flamboyant wrestling character.
Right.
And he just got slammed by the big queen. And
pow, pow. The big queen.
He retired from the ring in 84, began work as a commentator
Apparently you've had this character in your brain for a while now, Nick, haven't you? the big queen.
Who carries the SmackDown? Is that Fox?
Somebody, yeah.
Because I was looking at some the other night.
And there's another wrestling, there's an Impact Wrestling that's out there now,
this
too.
This was the SmackDown, though, and it was just terrible, terrible acting.
Was it?
And years ago, they used to be pretty good, you know, melodramatic actors. Yeah. But this was just awful.
There's a guy.
Well, you know why? Because they put storylines in these things now.
Right.
Like the back, it's like a soap opera backstage. When you're talking about, when like the Rowdy Piper's out in front of cameras, they were actually having a good time just promoting themselves.
No, this was a backstage
drama stuff. Right. Yeah, I've seen that kind of stuff, and they're not actors. That's why.
Yeah. No. It's not working.
No.
And I could see how wrestling fans couldn't handle an openly gay wrestler when, you know, the rest of them are just oiled up dudes in their underwear. I mean, come on.
We're not ready for that.
No.
How many people had him, Craig?
Two.
Names?
We'll get to that. All right. Still, I'd have to switch a bunch of things here.
Okay, got it.
This guy was referee for the first WrestleMania main event.
Oh.
Where Hulk Hogan and Mr. T teamed together. He was the creator and creative mind behind the Royal Rumble, the gimmick match.
He's apparently a genius.
He is considered that because he was considered a great producer.
The Big Queen was a genius.
He was a producer of the matches after that, and he was considered one of the greats.
Producers generally are the best.
Big Queen is a good producer.
I just wonder, I honestly wonder if, you know, if he was the creative force behind all that, did he get any money?
Well, he was right-hand man.
But
yeah, he was the right-hand man.
He stuck around for 20 years.
McMahon seems like one of those guys.
He might have had a financial stake.
McMahon isn't necessarily going to share.
Yeah, exactly. He keeps a hold of the purse strings and the power pretty tight with that organization.
Yeah, but if you're making him money, he might take care of you.
Might.
Right.
The Royal Rumble's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is, I guess.
I would say call me when it's on, Nick, but don't.
Well, that's one of it. All right, my kids don't really pay any attention to wrestling
anymore.
Now,
yeah, my kids
but
don't
my nephews do. But that's something that, like, if it's on, even if you don't really pay attention to wrestling at all, it's still like something, you know, because they have what, somebody coming into the ring every 90 seconds. It's the entire idea is cool. Yeah, we've got 30 people coming in, and then like every minute and a half, somebody new enters the ring.
The two players that had Pat Patterson in the Deadpool are Lindsay Nicole and Anal About Anal.
Pat Patterson.
Lindsay Nicole does not want to be put anywhere in the same sentence as Anal About Anal.
Well, she is.
But she is.
Unfortunately, she is.
He was worth about $10 million, it says. Yeah. So he got paid.
Oh, good. He should have.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah.
I'm just saying with Vince McMahon, it's not a given.
No.
Right.
Because family's got cash.
I think there's plenty of dudes out there who have been screwed out of money by Vince McMahon.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them leave.
Yep.
They'll be like dudes in the prime of their career that just go. Yeah.
Jim Abbott's non-throwing hand still leading the league with 8 hits.
And coming down to the finals, we only got three and a half weeks left.
Down the stretch we come.
Yeah. He's hanging on. What's he have left on his list?
Jim Abbott's non-throwing hand.
The winning list, I should say.
Has Bob Barker and Jimmy Carter remaining.
All right. We don't know, though.
On his list.
These last 3.5 weeks.
And if either of those two hit, those are two of the top three. Right. So somebody else is going to have it. That might create more of a jumble at the top there.
He'd still be ahead, though.
He might.
Yeah, he would be because he's leading now, and if they all have another guy and he has him, he'd still be in
math
third.
Is hard.
Right. So that's where we are on that deal. A new study from Queensland University of Technology
Big Queensland.
That
right.
esports gamers, professional gamers competing in tournaments for large cash prizes.
A lot of money.
Yep.
Until they turn 19.
Exactly.
Then they age out.
There has been, right. That's a crazy story.
Like a 30-year-old running back.
Right.
Are 9 to 21% more likely to enjoy a healthy body weight than other people.
Well, there's a lot of skinny dudes doing that. If you see it on those shows, it's not a bunch of fat guys sitting
there. Now that you mention that, all these esports, quote-unquote, athletes, there's no fatties.
That's not what you necessarily think of when you think of people sitting around playing games.
You can't have big fat fingers and play that, right?
That's true. The buttons are too small on the controllers.
Gamers are also much less likely to drink alcohol or smoke.
Or get laid.
Yeah, well.
But they'll mainline the energy drinks.
Yeah, they do that.
It affects their reaction time.
The absolute best esports players are much more physically active on a regular basis than lower ranked players.
Yeah, because the fat ones are all thinking about food and getting distracted. You can't have that.
That's not scientific, but we'll go with that one.
They're in the middle of a game. Well, they could sure go for a bag of chips right now. You can't have that thought floating around your brain.
Controller gets all greasy.
Right.
Yeah, your fingers are sliding off the buttons.
Yeah.
They say that as
your
part of
their... dog fingers. Let's go with that. Let's just pile on here. Now, I saw the story we were all talking about. I forget where we all saw that. But it's also, these kids are not really that healthy in a way because a lot of them are spending, ones have their own channels and are making a lot of money. They're up all night. More, and
I think that was a piece on Real Sports.
Yeah, that was it, a Real Sports.
Yeah.
As part of their training regime, elite esports athletes spend more than an hour a day engaging in physical exercise as a strategy to enhance gameplay and manage stress.
Well, yeah, you'd have to be.
And then like 15 hours playing video games.
Right. But you're right, though. They have to be alert, and like Todd said, you can't be thinking about a bag of chips.
No distractions.
Esports players are almost 8% more likely to avoid alcohol on a daily basis. Even among the players that do drink, only a half a percent, 0.5%, do so every day.
Makes sense, though.
Well, because they're kids. They're not drinking at 13. Yeah. Most kids don't drink at 13.
But if you're physically fit, you're also probably more mentally aware. Your mental faculties are probably better if you're physically fit.
And the fat finger thing. And the chips.
That, too. And the distraction.
Yeah, if you eat a bunch of junk, then you're going to have to take breaks to go hit the bathroom.
Yep.
Or you can't be in the middle of a game thinking, man, I could sure go for some vodka.
Or that.
Yeah. Yeah, if you hear the Tito's calling from the other room in the middle of your game.
And you do.
That's gonna be distracting.
You're kicking ass at your game. All of a sudden you look and, it's 7 o'clock.
Right. If you're buzzed at all.
I got to go.
I'd answer that phone call. I'm sorry. It's just, we talking about fat kids still?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to hop back in the conversation.
Hey, you're fine.
All right.
You didn't miss much.
No. Right. It was my key. It was my internet's out.
They
call and say they're on the way.
Did we miss anything?
That your internet is still out?
No. No, he's coming to fix it. Yeah. It was my number. I knew I had to answer.
You got to start giving people your wife's number.
Well, I once I gave him the number... You know when you're going any kind of she's not. She's home now. Thank you, Craig. Yeah. Here was the deal.
Right.
I pushed around 1,000 buttons with my internet company. I'm just going to go with that to finally get a hold of somebody, and they were cool. They said we can come in 2 days and fix it. And then they got you got my number. Yeah, I got my number. And then I hung up. I'm thinking, I got to work. But then I'm thinking, if I call back, this is all messed up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You'll never see him.
Exactly. So I'm thinking, I'll answer the phone Wednesday morning and take crap from the guys.
Well, if they're doing remote learning and the internet's out, that's like the school's shut down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
The world is shut down.
Yep.
If the internet is shut down.
Damn right.
What are you going to do? Read? Read books?
Some book.
Magazines?
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Belgian police broke up an illegal lockdown orgy involving about 20 men. The police were alerted by neighbors who complained about noise and potential breaches of measures related to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And the
cool balls, dude.
According to police in Belgium.
I saw there was a 20-man.
20-man.
20-man orgy.
Around.
Yeah, Putz was on the phone. His head turned around. Somebody say 20-man orgy? Well,
it's one of those deals where, you know, it happens daily. I hang up the phone, and then the first thing I hear is something like that.
20-man orgy.
What the hell did I miss?
A 20-man orgy.
Yeah.
We took a violent left turn in that 15 seconds I was on the phone.
It could have been 21, Puss. Officers ran into the ground floor of the bar to discover alcohol, drugs, and what has been described as, and I love this,
lube and ass smell.
No, a party of legs in the air.
Oh!
Who doesn't want to go to that party?
That is a party.
I don't want to go to that party.
That's a party.
Because between all those legs are balls. And that's not my kind of party.
No. In this case, yes. Right. But
that's
in a general sense.
In general, I'd go.
I would go to a party of legs in the air. A
heterosexual orgy. If
one source told the Belgian newspaper DH, we interrupted a gangbang.
Craig always says, get your legs in the air.
Like you just don't care.
Like you don't care.
Right.
One man tried to escape through a window. And along with they call...
He had a wife, that's why.
No.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he does have a wife.
Doesn't this
one man tried to escape. Let me tell this story.
Okay.
One man tried to escape through a window and along what they called a gutter. I don't know what that means there in Belgium. He tried to escape through a window, but he injured himself. He was identified by a passerby, said that guy. He was busted, spoken to by police, narcotics found in his backpack. Turns out that man was Joseph Sire.
This is where I heard the story, right? I saw the headline for this. Go ahead, Craig.
A 59-year-old Hungarian member of the European Parliament and a senior figure in Hungary's ruling far-right party.
So this is like Lindsey Graham squeezing out a window, basically.
Until he resigned on Sunday.
Old Big Queen Lindsey Graham.
The political party he helped found and is a member of, it's known for its anti-LGBTQ stance.
Of course they are.
Every person that's anti-gay is gay.
He is one of three politicians that in 2011 rewrote the Hungarian Constitution
to define the
institution of marriage as between a man and a woman and banning adoption for same-sex couples.
A man and a woman and 19 other naked dudes.
He later said.
In order?
Yeah. All right.
Drive around. Be at the window.
Since he was busted, he said on a blog post that he did not take any drugs and he had no knowledge of the ecstasy pills found on the scene. That and the drugs he had in his backpack.
Backpack.
He had no idea.
So his to-do list was write the Hungarian Constitution, get legs in the air.
Like you just don't care.
Yeah. And then jump out the window like you're at a high school party.
Basically.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Well, you know why he jumped out the window? He's the guy that did all this. He's the anti-gay guy hopping in a 19-man orgy.
Yes, indeed.
You know he's going to have some excuse, too, because he can't say he's gay. I thought there'd be a woman there.
Those were guys?
Right. Well, his wife is not pleased.
Oh, yes.
He is a married man.
His wife knew he has tendencies.
Oh, who knows?
She live with a guy every day, you're going to know.
You would think.
Yeah.
Unless she's a Dot Sandusky.
Didn't your mom know?
No, she had no idea. Yeah. There were enough signs. You know, my dad would, you know, be at community theater practice and stuff. And nobody was like, hey, is he into dudes?
This guy.
It was still a surprise.
I love that. There are no straight actors, apparently, in community theater.
Well, no, but
I know what you mean.
Amongst other things.
He put on the jean jacket, went to play practice, and nobody got the hint.
Straight guys wear jean
jackets. You can tell he's home because Pippin's blaring in the driveway.
Oh, I got to go and write the Hungarian Constitution. And she's he sure writes a lot of that Hungarian Constitution.
Well, your dad wasn't at a 20-man orgy. It was at community theater practice. Two different things. Well, maybe not.
Yeah.
As far as we know, right?
Not if you listen to Nick.
That's funny. She had no idea. Had no idea.
Oh, I'm sure it's not funny to her.
Man. And if your dad went to a 20-man orgy, he'd certainly tell you, wouldn't he, Nick?
Oh, I'm sure.
Would he be bragging?
Did Mark ever, I mean, Mark, I'm trying to be, but you know, Mark can be a little bit effeminate when he talks once in a while. But did he talk like that when you were younger?
No, that started to come out more as he came out.
Yeah, I think I've asked you that question. Because I would think your mom would question that tone of voice.
I think that would have made it more apparent.
Right.
Why are you being so campy?
Right. And Nick had to walk in, oh, Mom, he's gay.
Oh, man. Like Mike Pence is wishing he was Hungarian right now.
Oh, yeah.
Why do they have all the fun?
Pence is digging it. Pence and Lindsey Graham dig each other.
Yeah.
But
little tiny backpacks full of ecstasy.
It's unrequited.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It is.
But maybe they can herd some sheep in Wyoming someday.
Oh, yeah.
Story out of Clearwater, Florida. A 50-year-old gentleman, a 50-year-old white male, Paul Kijak, was too drunk to drive, and so the bar said, here, let us call you a taxi. Mm-hmm. And so the man, you know, got in the taxi, was drunk, and he punched the cab driver in the face.
Well, you don't do that.
Man. No, the man then got out of the car. Started dancing in the street. Says, he's Rick James, bitch!
That's some alcohol, man.
Yeah, that's right.
He's drunk.
You white MFers, is what he said.
Really?
As he was claiming to be Rick James, bitch. He's now busted.
Where was this again?
Clearwater, Florida.
Oh, okay, got it.
Police identified the suspect, Paul Kijak. They said he's now released on a $600 bond after punching the cab driver and claiming to be Rick James.
Damn.
He was too- She's a super freak.
Bitch.
Super freak. She's super freaky. Ow.
You white.
Yeah. This is why Chappelle doesn't want to show on Netflix anymore. Guys like this. Regurgitating his lines after they punch a cabbie. Yeah.
All back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.